one of the questions that's coming up that you might be able to answer is, families right now are, as you look at some of the great resources that you all presented, and they are some amazing resources, how are you helping families who are in some cases feeling overwhelmed at what it means to support their children at home? So with some of the last statements that you'll make, if you could talk about how families are being supported, especially those that are feeling overwhelmed with the extra work of supporting their own children, if you have any tips or strategies for that.
So some of the things that we do, we use as a school Class Dojo. I don't know if you all are familiar with it, but we started the school year using Class Dojo, and we communicate with the parents that way. Each teacher has their own class with Class Dojo, but we also have a whole school Class Dojo. So we are, every day we communicate with the parents and we give them the opportunity to write, you know, raise their questions to the teachers specifically. And then we can say, you know, we have these, activities, choose, these are the top activities that we would like for you to focus on, because they are more important to grasp the 5 to 7 concepts that the district came together. The other thing with Class Dojo is it translates to many, many different languages. So our parents are able to communicate with the teacher, even though they might not speak English, because they can send their message in their language and the teacher can translate it and vice versa. So that's been a really good resource. Also, we put in the chat, I believe Ms. Atkin-Penix has put in the chat, our link to our virtual learning website. We made it a public website so the parents don't have to jump through hoops, and we have daily schedules and you guys can access them, those resources too. So they have suggested daily schedules where every single link will work for them with, from any device, being a phone or a computer. And as a district, the district has provided devices to basically any student that needs a device.
And on a district level, what we have is our top 8 languages. We have interpreters that parents can call, and they go directly to the language that they need, and there's a live person there that can help them. We also had a call center where the parents could call and ask questions. So, and all of our connected messages go out in our top 7 languages as well to support our parents, and all the things, all the important information is translated in our top 7 languages.
Oh, that's wonderful.